This is why we open the scripture so you can find out what you receive. And you know, in our society, we might well, you know, we be as straightforward as we can and nice as we can. But in our society, in this natural world, we got people classified as upper, lower, upper, middle, lower, and all that kind of stuff. But in the body of Christ, there ain't no such thing. There's no such thing. In the earth, in God's mind, there are only two race of people on earth. And see, this when you get rid of condemnation and all this kind of stuff, because something the devil had conjured up and man had conjured up, it brings condemnation. You feel like a pig, you feel like a dog, you feel like a this, you feel like a nobody, all this. But when you get to know Jesus, you realize you don't let no man determine who you are. I know who I am by what God says to me. Do y'all hear me today? And we know that people have, there's people on this earth have more stuff than other people. We know that. But stuff don't make you who you are. It's Jesus. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is. That's what it said. Am I right? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's what makes you who you are. The Bible says if you're in Christ, he is that person becomes a new creature. That person become a what? A new creature. What you mean new creature? That means a son of God, a child of God. Now, what higher class can you become? What higher class can you get in than being a child of God? Because, you know, lost folks and blind folk, they think they're in a high class, but they're in a high class to go to hell if they don't get born again. And that's not to put people down, but that is to let you know that's the only high class you can get in is the family of God. If you're in that other class, and that, like I said, there's only two races of people on earth. That's the saved and the lost. All right. And that's why God is telling us, with love, go tell them. And then he'll teach you how to get everything you need in life. I started out talking about having a spiritual, being filled with the fullness of God. Everything in life. See, man is what? A spirit. He possesses a soul. He lives in a body. And all three parts of man, spirit, soul, and body, have to be cared for. Have to be taken care of. You need to know how to feed him, take care of him, so he can walk in victory. The spirit man has to have the word. The mind, the soul of man have to be renewed to the word. Because if you don't renew your mind, you're going to have a problem believing the word of God. And the body have to be taken care of. And you just can't do it any kind of way and put anything in it and expect it to be well. I used to think that way. It'll cause you a problem. Come on now. You might as well say amen, owe me one. If you don't take care of that body, it's going to cause you some problem. You can't put anything in it and treat it in a kind of way. You can't eat anything just because it's good. You know what I mean. Let me clarify that. Just because it tastes good. You know, potato chip tastes good. But are they good? I ain't hear nobody say nothing. They say, you're live streaming, Pastor. You can't hear me. I got a few around here. They can hear me. Praise God. But the body has to be taken care of. Amen. And God wants you taken care of, spirit, soul, and body. And he wants to teach you how to reign in life. while you're on this earth. Because you're only going to be here a certain number of days. You're not going to live in this earth like it is forever. No, you're not. I'm going to say it again, just in case somebody thinks they're going to live forever. Yeah, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to tell you like I heard another minister say, if Paul didn't make it, you can forget it. We are not going to live in this physical body forever. I don't care how you exercise it and feed it and do all that. It's just going to live a certain number of days and you're out of here. And if you're not, and you're saved, you'll go and be with the Lord. If you're not, you go another way. Amen. 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 So, God wants you to reign in life, and you do it by Jesus Christ. How do you do it? All right, listen to this. How do you do this? Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. You know, it said we should reign in life by one Jesus Christ. The gift of righteousness. We're going to talk about that, the gift of righteousness. And Romans 1:17 says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Who? The just. And who are the just? Those that have been what? Declared righteous. The righteous man, that's how you reign in life. You live by faith. All right? You live how? By faith. Now, you may ask, what is faith? Because he said the righteous man is to live by faith. The righteous man is to live by faith. You may ask, what is faith? Okay, it is spiritual material. I want you to listen good, because this is very important. It is spiritual material, a heavenly substance. This does not come out of the natural realm. Spiritual faith comes from the spirit realm. It does not exist in the sense realm. Faith is in your spirit or the heart. Because you are righteous, you can operate in this realm. Are you listening to me? Just like God did when he created the world, and all you see in this natural realm, all of this came out of the realm of the spirit. How did he get it here? He said, and it became, and it came forth. How did he get it here? He said it, and it came forth. I'm going to say it again. He said it, and what happened? In the beginning, just in case you don't know what it said, in the beginning, I'm starting at the very first verse in the book of the Bible. In the beginning, God created what? The heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness stood upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon what? The face of the water. And God said, and who? What happened? And God said, and what did God say? God said, light be. Let there be light, the King James said. Let there be light. And if you go on down through that reading, he said, and it came forth. Everything he said, it showed up. Then he got down to verse 26. He said, let us make man. Notice man didn't just come to be. He said it. He said it. Then he said, let us make man. Let us make man like us. That's getting down to the where you can understand it. And when you understand it, that's Adam carries some kind of weight and authority.